The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. This is the time for the piano. I'm David Dubal, and it's The Piano Matters. And as we explore the highways, superhighways, the byways, and the neglected paths where nuggets of beauty often reside, but unheard. So I retrieve them with Rachel, and we broadcast them. That's one of our goals, to play as many wonderful neglected scores as possible, as well as the great masterpieces, new pianists, as well as the great departed. The pianist puts them to CD, and we bring them to the world. Yeats wrote, "God, guard me from those thoughts men think in the mind alone. He that sings a lasting song thinks in the marrow bone." We begin with Malaga, one of the 12 pieces that make up Albanus' masterpiece called Iberia. And Malaga is, in essence, a Spanish dance form, a malagueña, hard-edged, full of vitality, and with that particular Spanish sadness. Perhaps I could call it a fatality. It's not easy for the pianist to bring alive without monotony, but it's a very great work of the piano literature. And I have a new artist entering our vaunted pantheon of pianists. His name, Paul Verona. And he has appeared in many places in the world and studied at Juilliard. I saw him on the bus about 2 years ago, and I told him I would definitely play his new record, Iberia. And now I am. And here it is, Paul Verona playing Malaga, by Isaac Albanus, 1860-1909.
Thank you.
And that was Paul Verona making his debut on the Piano Matters in Malaga by Isaac Albéniz. The Piano Matters is heard on this station every week at the same time and throughout the world on .org. And you know this station needs your financial help. I will use that word financial because, well, money does make the world go around, but the soul must be nurtured through music and art. And I think that everyone on our staff does a darn good job of trying to do just that. So be free at this time of the year and all times, for we need to prosper. How easy it is for us to hear hundreds of years, generations of art music just because of the recording. Perhaps the most pacific invention of the late 19th century. In 1 month, we can hear on our station alone perhaps more music than hundreds could hear in a lifetime. Perhaps it's too easy to listen to. Maybe we take it for granted. Oscar Wilde said, "To take for granted is the shallowest sin." Well, we are certainly pursued by bad music day and night, and bad music has very bad effects on people, though they seldom know it. Aldous Huxley talked about it very well. What a statement Charles Darwin makes when he humbly states, "If I had my life to live over again, I would have made a rule to read some poetry and listen to some music at least once a week, for perhaps the parts of my brain now atrophied would then have been kept active through use." Darwin continues, "The loss of these tastes is a loss of happiness and may possibly be injurious to the intellect and, more probably, to the moral character by enfeebling the emotional part of our nature." That's the end of the quote. Quite a statement, similar to when I made that quote by Goethe saying that each day we should listen to fine music, look at a fine picture, and read poetry. I think it's probably one of the most important things we can do, especially in a world that seems poverty-stricken. Well, here is a beautiful selection, a transcription by the Russian pianist and Rachmaninoff's first cousin, Alexander Zolotti. It's Bach's Prelude in B minor. Our pianist, Howard Abel. I haven't seen him in a while, but he has played his piano all through the world. Thank you. was Howard Abel doing justice to Bach Solati's B minor prelude. Tchaikovsky said, "I cannot write an opera with love and enthusiasm for any subject, however effective, if the characters do not compel my lively sympathy. I must love my characters. I must pity them as living people love and pity." Let's turn to the music of Tchaikovsky. It's a really unknown piano piece. I think it's quite effective. It's 5 minutes long, composed it in his early 20s. He called it Capriccio. And the artist is well known for loving and performing Tchaikovsky and arranging for piano from his Nutcracker and Sleeping Beauty. His name, Mikhail Pletnev.
Thank you.
I thought that the Capriccio had some of the Tchaikovskyan elements in it that we so love. It was a nice piece, harmless in effect. The pianist, though, very wonderful, Mikhail Pletnev. This is The Piano Matters. I'm David Dubal, and I have 4 minutes of a score for piano and orchestra by Victoria Bond, a living American composer. And the work is called Black Light. And I hope you listen carefully for its first appearance on The Piano Matters. It's the third movement, Mark Presto. Paul Barnes is the piano soloist, with Kirk Trevor conducting the Philharmonia Martineau. Just heard Black Light, the third movement of a piano concerto by Victoria Bond, Kirk Trevor conducting Philharmonic Martineau. Who was Martineau? A Czech composer. The pianist, Paul Barnes, and the work was rewritten for Mr. Barnes, I believe in 1988. Victoria Bond, the composer. Walter Hautzik is a dear friend and a great pianist and musician. Mr. Hautzik had a truly worldwide career. He is a prime Schubert interpreter, and we will listen to Mr. Hautzik in the musical moment number one of the Six Moments Musicaux by Franz Schubert. I thought it was sensitive playing of the Schubert musical moment number one, the hands of Walter Hautzik, gifted hands indeed. Walter remains young at 94 years old. Keep at it, Walter. I hope all of you are doing well. We've had some turbulent times lately, and let's hope things improve drastically if only we would listen to more and more great music. And here it is. The music is all yours, and it's learned for you by Cyprian Katsaris, and it's broadcast to you by us. And it's an arrangement of Mozart's Allegro from his Serenade No. 3, very famous work. It's titled Eine kleine Nachtmusik, Little Night Music.
Thank you.
you want to play it yourself, it's published by International Music. And it was Matthew Cameron's very fine arrangement of the Allegro from Mozart's enchanting A Little Night Music. And you want the Kerschel number? Do you need it? Well, I'm going to give it to you then. 525. The player, none other than Cyprian Katsaris. I'm David Dubal, and thus far we have heard Howard Abel, Cyprian Katsaris, Walter Hautzik, Paul Verona, Paul Barnes, Mikhail Pletnev, and waiting with patience is Sergei Kuznetsov. And he's going to play for us the finale of the fifth movement of Brahms' Sonata in F minor, opus 5, believe it or not, written when Brahms had just entered his 20th year. Thank you. And that was Sergei Kuznetsov. And it was his recording of the Brahms Sonata in F minor, its finale. And Brahms would continue to compose actively in the sonata form. But after Opus 1, 2, and 5, never again would Brahms write a piano sonata. The hum of the wind in the treetops has always been good music to me, so said John Burroughs. Let's turn to the music of Franz Liszt, 1811-1886. So he spanned really almost a century, certainly lived a longer lifespan at 75 than did Chopin or Schumann or Mendelssohn, his friends and contemporaries. Is there a more variegated master? Did he not touch every aspect of composition? A pity that so much of his greatest work, and there are 1,400 works, think of it, is unsung. The proportion that we hear of Liszt is so little, those same few potboilers. Liszt was a man of the highest religious essence and calling. Indeed, he became the Abbey Liszt. He dearly loved all of the saints and martyrs of Catholicism. In his music, he portrayed dozens of religious themes. Two pieces he called legends, are immensely descriptive. One is St. Francis preaching to the birds, and the second one is titled St. Francis of Paolo walking on the waves. I've chosen Francis of Paolo on the waves in a beautifully balanced picture by Wilhelm Kempff. Wilhelm Kempff, who lived past 90 years old, imagine, performing St. Francis of Paula walking on the waves. So many people play it with bombast. So wrong. Kempff brings no bombast, just description. Please join us next week, same time, same station, and we are all through the globe on .org. Also, look at my website, daviddubal.org. I'd love you to take a look at my drawings and paintings. Here are the words of Charles Gounod, composer of Faust. The great geniuses, he writes, suffer, and they must suffer. But they need not complain. They have known intoxication unknown to the rest of men. And if they have wept tears of sadness, they have poured tears of ineffable joy. That in itself is a heaven for which one never pays what it is worth. This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening.
Piano Matters is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network. The associate producer and engineer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, log on to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible in part from the support of the listener members of WWFM, the Classical Network.